Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm Amy Sikarski, Master Energy Therapist, Channeler, Mentor, and Friend. I'm so happy to connect. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sedona. It is such a beautiful evening. Spirit called me out a couple weeks ago and made it happen so fast that I got here. And it happened to be a beautiful time where I had friends in from out of town, and I've been able to connect with friends and hike and pray, spend some time on the land, and wanted to tune in with a message from the Council of Light for the collective. Now, if you could see the topography around and the sun keeps on moving, it's been a minute of a little challenge trying to find the right location. So I might do something I've never done before, and that is to stand and channel the Council of Light. So let's give it a try, right? Okay, I want to be back here, so hopefully we can get a better view. And I think we still have some time before the sun sets, so we should be able to keep our video flowing. If not, we have the audio, and that's the most important part. Are there words of wisdom and kindness, inspiration, and joy? I'm feeling the joy. So let me tune in for a message from the Council of Light. We'll see how deep I go. Hopefully, I won't fall off the mountain, but let's see how deep I'll go in trance to let their voice come through. And if not, I'll do relay channeling for us. So one moment, I'm going to stand over here. Yeah, so behind me are some cacti, so wish me luck. All right. Yes. It's just so beautiful, the energy in the space, so pretty. Okay, let's do something we've never done before. Let's tune in vocally with my eyes open, closed. I don't know, but I'll be standing. Okay, one moment. Okay, take a nice relaxing breath in. Let me ground myself deeply. And here we go. Yes, it is a very joyful opportunity for us to be here with you today. Greetings, friends. What a delight. We are merging more and more with the physical body, and she is here presently governing this vessel, keeping it balanced and grounded. You see, this is her body we are respecting, and through time of our conscious awareness and interactions, we have acquired a skill set where we can come within the physical vessel and communicate. Typically, in fact, of past, always, she has been sitting, but we are a partnership and she chooses to stand, and we say, yes, let's give this a try. So we are the Council of Light, dear ones. What a delight to be here with you. You are witnessing upon your planet a great transformation. It is a beautiful opportunity for change, you see. We are encouraging you to grab onto that light as it comes down around you. Grab on to each opportunity and let it lead the way, pulling you forward and upwards, like a balloon, you could say, keeping your relaxed connection to Earth. Not trying too hard, dear ones, but remember Gaia, remember your body, and let your energy expand onward and upward, as you would say. Now, in this space of conscious connections and a higher perspective, you are receiving information from your soul frequency and your own council of guides, your own star being families, the archangels, the Arcturians, the Sirians, the Lyrians, the Pleiadians, whomever, dear ones, you are connecting with. You are able to come up into a space of reverent communication wherein this is an opportunity for a soul activity of life review, planning, perceiving, understanding, taking a temperature of the energy upon your planet. You are all doing a very fine job, you see. In some pockets of time and reality, it is moving very quickly. In others, it is moving very slowly. And this is through communities, this is through countries, and this is through religious consciousness, dear ones. All are moving forward, but some may feel they are pulled back at the same time. We encourage you to create a golden connection, a beautiful, loving space with Gaia, a Pachamama, down to the loving heart of her frequency vibration within the physical land, within the physical space. But as many of you understand, she is already lifted forward in time. There as well, in a higher frequency. So, upon your planet, there are many discrepancies because the currency of light here is being jumbled. The frequency is being jammed through descriptions that are not quite accurate on the airwaves. Through conscious communication, forthright, this is information that is misinformation, damaging programming. We are encouraging you to follow your heart. We are encouraging you to find and follow your North Star, your inner compass, dear ones. The energies of the past, it was keeping mankind in a frequency on rotation, will continue the same programming, maybe dress it up a little differently or get a little more creative, but it is based in fear, separation, greed, manipulation, trials, challenges beyond typical soul level challenges, and obstacles, these tribulations. You, as a beautiful being of light, have the opportunity to see through the realities, and with your consciousness, it is as if you can poof. Blow upon it and it disappears. Your light will crumble the realities holding mankind into the past. We've spoken about the children, the new generations upon your land, who are coming in with clarity, a clear description, an understanding from their heart space of what is to be here in their future, dear ones, and therefore in your future, dear ones, your future of this timeline, this body, and this reality, and potentially if you choose to come back through incarnation. As a physical human being or an other frequency, the energy is shifting. It has already left the stations. There is no stopping it. But what is happening is the unhealed wounding, the emotional frequencies, and the intellectual conscious programming, or you could say perspectives, are being rattled and ripped and smashed and challenged. And we say there is a way to do so with compassion. If you are giving a gift, do you rip it open or do you kindly unfold bit by bit, taking in the experiencing, honoring the moment, feeling the frequency of the gift? We are giving you a gift. Spirit is giving you a gift. If you work with it and understand it, you can find the lessons within the experience. You can find the joy within the life on earth. It is not about physical abundance. There is abundance abound within the heart space, with the connection with your own soul family, with yourself, dear ones. Who are you? Do you remember? Can you feel the light within your being? This is first and foremost the most divine opportunity to heal across timelines, to find locations within the quantum field that are filling frequencies from other realities and find peace with those frequencies, calling your soul light home and actively participating in transformation of stagnant frequencies or trapped emotions that are in the body that may stem from other realities. And also there may be upon that physical sensation, understanding that you will uncover information from your ancestors. But it is not always just your ancestors. It can be yours from a soul frequency, a soul level. And after you heal your heart, dear ones, and you feel the light in your belly, dear ones, and you activate your aura completely full of the frequency of love and compassion, joy, abundance, and truth, the fullest frequency vibration from source, you may then begin to understand that you are in a new vibrational currency. And within that new vibrational currency, you are finding others who you can call to you to be your kin, your family, your clan, your home. And these frequencies of star beings and angels and humankind, elemental soul descriptors, are human at this time as you are human at this time, and you are here to support one another and then to shine a light and lift a wave of consciousness for those looking for a new path, a new evolution for humanity. You are all doing a very, very, very fine job. We are here to confirm and to remind you of the significance of this year upon your planet. It will be like no other. The frequencies are resetting. Many have not felt such a frequency shift since 2012. And you are understanding and witnessing a new wave of light here, one that tests the senses, one that pushes you out of your comfort zone in a way in which it has not done before. At this point in time, all truths and realities have been laid out upon the table. You are able to speak more upon this land with the public, potentially, about the different things that were hush-hush or poppycock in the past and kept quiet in a box. You may still find that your family and close friends from other times past may not want to have these conversations, and that is okay. But there is an activation here and a pathway forward where you can connect with your soul light and trust the inner abundance and trust the guidance, because your path is not written in a book as a public library. Your path is written in the stars, and the calling is programmed and activated here in the heart. Your Akash is being, in a moment of time, written. And you have an opportunity. Many have beautiful opportunities. Not just one, not just two, five or ten. There are many ways in which you can share your treasured gifts and accomplish your soul mission and path. So at this time, we encourage you to activate the frequency and take a step forward in a path that brings you joy, that stretches you a bit beyond your limited capacities, pushing the veil, stepping forward in trust, moment by moment, day by day, is the way to uncover a new reality that has never been before in your consciousness, not here in this planet and not in this body. The more aware you are of the activations and a joyful heart for curiosity to see what may be, the more light will stream in for you, dear ones. We are the Council of Light. It has been a very joyful opportunity for us to be here with you upon the beautiful lands and spaces once again of Sedona. It's a clean frequency where we first came through in 2018 to be with you. It is like a home to us, a second, a third home. It is a home to us to be here. We are delighted to share and to witness the transformation upon your planet. And we are giving you accolades and a celebration in spirit. We see consistently, check, you have done so much, beautiful soul. We are rejoicing with you here in the spirit realms. We wish for you to feel that light and that celebration here in your body, in your reality now. Weed out and clean up what is no longer working for you, making room for only the frequencies that are inspiring or encouraging you to do the work you came to do. You have to feel it, honor it, be in the moment, be in it, witnessing and transforming the energies around your field so you can activate the highest timeline, holding all of the quotient of light in your auric field and in your physical body. Treat your body, dear ones, like it is gold, because it is technology that is beautifully accentuated with your soul consciousness, and only you can be who you are today, and your light is needed here on the planet. We are the Council of Light. We are grateful for this opportunity to be here with you. We are going to prepare now to leave the physical body. We wish to see you all again very soon. Yay! Oh my gosh, that was amazing! Maybe one day I'll open my eyes, but for now it was really cool just to be, like, I'm on a hill. I'm literally on a hill to be present and balancing and letting the information channel through. So if you're not new, or if you are new, if you're not familiar with channeling, this was a form of physical channeling. Some call it trance. I call it physical channeling, where they come in and it just streams through and my voice changes because it's them speaking. Every time they come through, I feel like there's like a little refresh of some information and then new information. So if you're looking for channel conversations with the council, I have a playlist on the podcast at Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast, which is on all the platforms. And you can definitely find the playlist on YouTube if you go to YouTube/Amy Sikarski. And then all of their messages from like when I very first started channeling them here in 2018 are at Spirit School. And so spiritschoolonline.com, and there is the Light Connections membership that gives you everything, unless it's in a specific class. But all the information I've channeled for the collective, some is only for Spirit School, some is public in other places, but it's very well organized. And then we meet every month, and I bring them through for answering, you know, for the group and answering your questions. And if you would like to, you can join the Council of Light Live the third Sunday of each month at spiritschoolonline.com. And if you'd like to join the Light Connections, that gives you the bonus of everything that I just mentioned. Plus, you can join the monthly healing meditations and have libraries, like, I mean, libraries of activations and meditations that are perfect if you're looking to balance your chakras, clear your energy field, access other timelines, whatever it might be. You just go in and intuitively have a beautiful experience by feeling into the appropriate opportunity for you. So thank you so much, beautiful friends. It's just so joyful for me. Like, I love being here and sharing the energy and experience with you. So thank you so much. Be kind to yourself. Love you all. And I'll see you all again on the next episode of the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. Bye. Hi friends, I hope you are enjoying the podcast. This episode is brought to you in part by my school, spiritschoolonline.com, where I share guided energy sessions, informative group experiences, classes in energy therapy and readings, meditations, and more. If you're looking for a community and support to assist you in your awakening and spiritual practice, I would love to support you. Check out Spirit School today. Hi, beautiful friends. I am so happy to share a new offering at Spirit School. I'm so excited. So I have two offerings, and the first one is the Council of Light Live Connections. We will be taking questions from community members for the council. I will be in channel, and we'll be meeting every month at 7 o'clock Central Time, typically on the third Sunday. If you would like to join, our first one is going to be November 23rd, and you can join through spiritschoolonline.com, or you can check out the link below and just click straight into it to make it easy for you. So that's the Council of Light Connections. Also, I have a new membership, Spirit School's Light Connections, and this is a whole package full of light with a lot of opportunities to connect for healings, for inspiration, and with community. So at the Light Connections, you will have access to our monthly meditation, which we do live on Zoom, and it'll be there for the whole month. And then you also have access to all the replays throughout this membership. It gives you even access to ones from earlier in the year. So that's pretty cool. And then also in the membership will be the Council of Light Lives and those replays. And then I have multiple experiences where you can go have energy sessions through these guided meditations that are in different libraries. And then I also have multiple libraries of Council of Light messages beginning in 2018. So if you ever feel like, oh man, I'm having a day, you can pop into your membership and it is just full of offerings for you. So there's so much love there.
There is so much opportunity to also connect with community live and in our forum. So we have group chat now available at Spirit School. So I invite you to check it all out. I'm really happy. My heart is so full. It's been a little bit of time since I consistently channeled the council. And guess what, friends? Here we are. Here we go. It's time again. So check the link below. The first month is $44 for the whole subscription, as a special. So while it lasts, and then it will be just $68 for all the offerings. And if you were to just do the energy healing and the Council of Light separate, that's $88. So it was really awesome experience and opportunity for you if you're having a day where you would like some inspiration, a quick energy reset or cleanse, or to listen to some guidance through their channeled messages. You can tap into any of the libraries included with the Light Connections membership. So this is a great value for $68, and I would love for you to join. You can check it out with your first month of 44 and pop on over to spiritschoolonline.com. I'd love for you to join us for all of the light, all of the magic, all of the healing and inspiration in the Light Connections membership.